Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Tuesday, July 5th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do when you're at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio is scroll down just a little bit. The chat room automatically opens. Come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. We also want to invite you to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did. But not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today, the 5th day of July. And it is now time to bring on my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate, and author, all-around multi-talented young lady, Pat. Hey, Pat.
The young part always cracks me up, Whisper. although I am relaxed, how are you doing? My God, I feel like I've been gone for a year.
Well, you have. It's been a long time.
It does seem like it.
We're going through a chicken joke withdrawal here on the radio show.
Oh, yeah, some of the Internet's worst. Yeah, I've been telling them, you know, it's amazing how people don't remember jokes, so I can tell the same one over and over, and they still think it's funny. So, oh, dear. You know, one of the favorite ones, always at a dinner party, it's never failing. We'll always get a laugh, I guarantee it. It's that simple chicken joke is, how do you tell a haunted chicken? How can you tell if a chicken is haunted? Or what do you call a haunted chicken? You know this one. We've
yeah,
a
poultrygeist.
Yeah. It's a poultrygeist. And then there's always a ha-ha-ha with that when they like that.
Of course, yeah. Of course. You are the life of every party, I bet, when you go to those.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah. No, at all.
Got to love it. So tell us, we're back. We took yesterday off, being Independence
Good.
Day. And which was awesome. And then, but we are back today. We've got great shows lined up for you this week. Today, everybody loves Steve Pope, the Heritage Chef, and he'll be joining us today. We're talking about everybody's favorite chicken wings. And so we're going to have, you know, this coming, you know, let's see, what is, it's July, probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks, we'll be starting college football, everybody, and pro football, NFL, everybody's going to want to go out and get those chicken wings, and don't settle for those pizza wings that come with your pizza. Don't settle for those frozen wings in the frozen section of the store, you know, and don't spend that money on those wings at the fancy wing places with the crazy names. We're going to teach you how to make your own today. Many different styles and I'm sure sauces and different types of wings and the advantages of this wing or that wing and how to prepare them so you don't have to just use those nasty, frozen, heavy, tomato-based sauce-coated wings that all the sticky sauce, MSG, and high-fructose corn syrup and all of that junk. So we've got that going on today. Tomorrow being the first Wednesday of the month, which I'm pretty sure it is the first Wednesday, we're going to welcome, of course, yes, the 6th, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. So that will be tomorrow. And then, of course, this Thursday, we'll welcome back Dr. and poultry scientist, Dr. Bridget McCray. That's this Thursday. And then this Friday, we'll have another awesome, fun Friday this Friday. So we got great show this week. We got great guests lined up for you this week. So get out that good old spiral notebook with the big CW on it. And because you're going to want to take a lot of notes from our special guest, experts in their field, this week on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So I just got done, Pat, sending an email back to the young lady who's my contact at the IPE, the International Poultry Expo, which is the largest poultry expo in the world, and it gets probably 25, 30,000, I want to say, visitors every year from all over the globe. And if you missed the show last week, I was very honored to be invited to have a 10x10 booth, custom 10x10 booth there at the International Poultry Expo. Last year, we were teeter-tottering whether we wanted to cover it or not. We finally did. We kind of crashed their party. They got us in a really nice room that overlooked actually the whole show, or at least one of the big rooms of the show, and it was fabulous. We got a lot of great interviews last year, and we must have made a good impression because unsolicited, I got an email offering to give us a booth right on the showroom floor and where we can broadcast all 3 days. It's going to be fabulous, and I just sent her an email back saying, yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. We would definitely love to broadcast all 3 days. We'll do an extended show, 2 hours each of the 3 days. We'll be down there setting up. I'm going to get a three-pass three passes, one for myself and for two associates. You know, we'll help set up and break down and run. We'll be doing live video. And so, in fact, that's a question I have to get about the internet access there on the floor, if we can connect to the main wireless network there in the conference center. So really excited about that because I can start actually scheduling the interviews for that show. I'm going to get a list of the vendors that are going to be there and those that I think would make the most pertinent interviews for our listening audience. We'll go ahead and start scheduling those for the 3 days and start assigning them times to come by the booth and be interviewed. And yes, we anticipate this being having live HD video. When we do these great big events all over the country, we do try to broadcast live in HD video, so you can not only you can hear, but you can chat and you can see the interview as it takes place. So we'll can't wait for that. That's not until January, but that still gives us plenty of time to get everything started and get our interviews plans and continue to advertise that. And I'm pretty sure anybody can attend this. You don't have to be some big poultry producer, and it's really interesting. Even if you have 6 backyard birds, some of the stuff wouldn't apply to you. Like a big 18-wheeler, a big semi with a refrigerator on the back to haul, you know, some of that probably wouldn't interest you, or these big conveyor belts for these big plants. But there's a lot of products that were there. I was very surprised that make products for the backyard group. And then products that you maybe it's really interesting. And it's not all that expensive. You can go for 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. You can even sign up for particular classes. So we'll be putting the post and the link up where people can actually go and sign up for that if they want to come out and have some fun and share your experience with backyard poultry. So we've got that going on. Hang on just a second. So I was very excited about that. But tell us about your little your retreat that you had. We missed you, and we want to hear about you.
Oh my gosh, it was a retreat in so many ways. I'm almost wordless because that's almost what the retreat was. It was a silent retreat whisper where we sat and meditated for about 5 hours a day, and then we're just quiet in between times. So it was really an opportunity to face oneself, I guess you would say. And oh my goodness, I'm not good for sitting that long. My back and hips were absolutely just aching. But I did achieve my goals. I wanted to get better control over my little monkey mind, they call it sometimes, those little do loops, and just da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, instead of focusing on what I really want to focus on and think is important. So it was a rich experience. It was really, really rich. I would do it again. But it seems like I've been gone down the rabbit hole for a very long time. And it's interesting because once it was over, it's like I turned into this little chatterbox. You know, it's like I couldn't stop chatting. But anyway, the next day, right now I'm in Vermont. I'm sitting here in Montpelier, Vermont, broadcasting live from the Comfort Inn in there. And we're looking at the compost piles for the next couple of days. The Virginia Horse Center is interested in composting. They're 2.1 million pounds of compost, and so they're up here seeing and learning from some of the composting that's here. Vermont is about, I think, easily 20 years ahead of Virginia in terms of zero waste and really recycling and being green. So we figure we've got a lot to learn up here. So
yeah.
How was your vacation? How was your fourth?
It was fine. It was pretty uneventful. We just continuing to get things done and unpacked and then broken down and then we're going to have, I'll tell you right now, Pat, we're going to have probably the biggest yard sale anybody's ever seen on the planet come the first weekend in August, which I think is Saturday, August the 6th. We may do a Friday, Saturday, the 5th and the 6th, but it's going to be one mammoth yard sale. We've got so much stuff. We've downsized houses, and we just have so much stuff that we've collected over the years. So it's been pretty crazy. But yeah, it was pretty uneventful. But we did have a good time, and it was nice. We had a good time, and but uneventful. So we still got lots going on. Now I'll tell you what. This weekend we have a huge barbecue that our best friends here in Ideal put on. It started out kind of like a family reunion, and then it just became family reunion and close friends. But I think this is going to be the 27th annual. I think the 27th or 28th annual. It's going to be coming up this Saturday, and they normally have about 200 to 250 people, really closer to 250 people that attend. And it's amazing. I mean, the longest table of food I've ever seen. Let me just say the long table made of multiple tables of food. They actually, man, they do it right down here. Let me tell you. They have the long, many, probably a dozen, like 6 and 8 foot tables full of food. On Friday at noon, my neighbor Kenny, he's going to put on, I don't know, several hogs on the fire, and they've started making the Brunswick stew, and then everybody brings a side dish or a dessert or whatever, and they've got sweet tea and knee-high grape and knee-high orange and all the sodas if you're into that, and sweet tea out the yin-yang. And it's just going to be a fun time. 250 people outside, and ready for this? This was awesome. They bring actually big industrial fans from chicken houses to make sure everybody's cool. So they basically, these things, you can only put one in the back of a pickup truck. And so they'll have two or three pickup trucks kind of backed in towards the event area, and they'll have it connected to this big, huge chicken house fan that's blowing that everybody, it's light, it doesn't come out of a chicken house, but it's that size fan that's blowing and keeping everybody cool for the most part. So it is one humdinger of event, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. And we've only missed one since we've been down here, and we're looking forward to it. See a lot of the folks. But yesterday, man, we need some rain. So if you're having some rain in your area, just say a little, send some. What do they say? Because I've noticed this on Facebook, based on everybody's different religious beliefs. Because I normally would just say, hey, please pray for rain here in South Georgia. We definitely and desperately need it. But I've noticed on Facebook, for those that maybe not pray, but they say, send me good vibrations, or they'll say, send me, what do they say, Jen? They say, send me good vibes of rain. And so they don't want to say or offend anybody by saying, let's pray for rain. I'm going to say it on my radio show, let's pray for rain. But yeah, if you don't pray, well, then whatever you do, send us good vibrations or good vibes or whatever, help the moon get aligned with the stars and bring me some rain or whatever your beliefs are.
Anything for rain, huh?
Anything for rain, Pat, because yesterday I was out with the hair. I had the hair of the backfield, and let me tell you, I did a little bit yesterday morning before it got hot, and I had about 2 hours last night, and I didn't wear a mask, so of course, I was blowing dust out of my ears and my nose and my mouth and my eyeballs for all night. But when I got done, I was going to go down to the little local store and get me a little popsicle to cool off a little bit. And I got up to the main road and turned left, and there was just this huge dust cloud all over the town because of CW's hair in the back 40. So it looked like the Dust Bowl from West many years ago. But it was just this huge golden pile of dust cloud covering over the town because CW decided to hair his back 40 yesterday. I still got about an hour left today to get an area that hadn't been harrowed before, so I'm trying to break that ground up real good with the harrow. But I'll be doing that probably this evening between 7 and 9 again and getting that done.
We're
done.
So yeah, is
dust.
It windy?
Yeah,
Is it so dusty because it's windy?
It wasn't really that windy, but we just hadn't had any rain. So just with that tractor and the harrow stirring that up, stirring that dirt up, it just makes this huge mammoth dust cloud, and it was just kind of hovered over downtown. So it was pretty funny. Tater Farm wants to know what I'm going to plant in my fall garden, and somebody asked me that yesterday on my Facebook page when I got back in and posted what I had done for the last couple of hours, and I was honest with them. I said, you know what? I have no earthly idea what I'm going to plant in our fall. I hadn't even gotten that far, you know, with the unpacking and the moving and the renovations and everything else. So I haven't even thought. I know we'll probably do broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, potatoes. I'm trying to think what else we did here last year. Onions. But I can't think. Or I guess maybe onion. I guess we could do a thing of onions. We normally do those, plant those. Didn't we plant those onions back in like February, early next? I don't know. So I hadn't really thought much, but well, and let me tell you, I'm going to call the extension agent. I feel like, you know the show Green Acres, Pat? Remember that show? Love it. I've got the first season on DVD. And he would always call the extension agent out. And the extension agent, oh my goodness gracious, what a, but yeah, I'm going to call, in fact, we have an office, the U.S., the USDA, ooh, no, and official spokesperson for the USDA APHIS program, and they actually have an office down here near the county courthouse, and I was in there, the USDA local office, and I'm going to have our local county extension agent come out, and I'm going to have him, because we had already started the process. We started filling out the paperwork to become certified organic, not that we intend on really selling anything, but just to say that we are and we've done it and we're certified.
Uh-huh.
And there's two routes you can go. But I'm going to have him come out. I just want to pick his brain. I'm going to get a soil sample and get a soil test. But I want to pick his brain to see what I can do to this soil down here. Let me tell you, we are right in the middle of farm country here. I mean, there's acreages of corn and peaches and pecans and soybean and cotton and oh my gosh. But if you look, it's almost like walking on a beach, except that it's not like the compacted beach. It is like when you're coming, let me picture this so everybody can understand. When you're coming down through the from the hotel, walking to the beach, and you first have to go through that thick, really deep kind of sand before you get to the kind of compacted sand down where the water hits all the time. It's like that. I mean, it is just this super, super thick, sandy loam soil. Mm-hmm. And so while I was out there,
it doesn't hold water very well, does it?
It really doesn't. In fact, we are getting a water line run down there. And let me rephrase that. I have to use the proper terminology for our farm. And I'm going to run me some irrigation. I'm going to run me some irrigation off the water line, and so we can irrigate our back 40. And that's probably going to be done here pretty soon, actually. But we're going to get that. We're going to get that. That irrigation run, so we can irrigate. But yeah, I want to see what he would recommend to what we can add to make it more, I guess, dense is the word. Because man,
organic,
let me tell you,
compost.
It is just
so
sandy.
You gotta get
sandy.
The organic matter up.
So
you know,
sandy.
I hate to tell you this, Whisper, but all that dust that's flying in the air over the town, that's your topsoil kind of drifting away. That's one of the problems with plowing. But
that's
yeah,
funny.
Get a compost project on your, you know, collect all the city's leaves and organic matter and just do it in windrows right on your fields. That'll build organic matter fast.
Could do that. Maybe I could get one of those chippers and throw the leaves in there and just kind of Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like a plan. So, but anyway,
Joel,
man.
Joel Salatin, to get to organic matter, his dad used to go and pick up walnut hulls from the factory. He would take as many truckloads as he could, and he put those on his fields just to get more organic matter, and so they could build up and get their pastures.
Are you serious, really?
I'm absolutely serious. When they started, they literally could not drive a fence post in the ground. It was just solid, so they had tires filled with concrete and put the fence post in there. And now, I mean, they've got topsoil, you know, a couple feet deep. I mean, it's a beautiful.
You know what? That's a great idea, Pat. Thank you so much for that, because I'm really in the pecan or the pecan, depending on where you're from.
Yeah.
I'm in the pecan capital of the world here in South Georgia, and we've got companies that hull and shell and crack. I'm sure I could have an endless amount. I mean, truckloads of pecan hulls. So I'm going to – that's interesting. I'll have to look and see.
Well, I can look into that a little bit for you, too, just in the methodology. But I believe what you have to do is mix in the pecan shells with an already starter compost so they'll break down faster. But it'll take quite a while. It might take a couple of years for them to break down, depending on how much active bacteria you got going. But, yes, that's the way to do it.
Whew. Boy, I got an unlimited, I think, resource of that. How about that? So, all righty. Well, very, very cool. I'm glad you had it. Now, tell all our listeners. I know they're going to be crying, but your schedule with us this week, because everybody loves you, Pat, and we love what you're here. But I know you're busy and whatnot, and we still. And let me rephrase this for any of our new listeners. Pat and I, we broadcast this live radio show Monday through Friday, pretty much 365 days a year, obviously not Saturday and Sunday, but we do a lot of Saturday shows when we're on the road and traveling around the country. And, of course, we take the major holidays. We may take a few days around Christmas, a few days around New Year's, maybe Good Friday, the 4th, like we did yesterday and whatnot. But we, just like everybody else who's got a job out there, we try to take a vacation. On occasion, we try to we break away, and so we're due 2 weeks for this year, and we haven't really decided what 2 weeks we're going to take. Jen and I are going to definitely take a week and go to Florida with our new son and see some family and have a little siesta down there, and we may take another week maybe this fall. And so we haven't really decided, but tell us your schedule this week, Pat, because we're sure going to miss you.
Oh, well, thanks, Whisper. I really missed being on the show. I hadn't realized how much of my social time the talk show is and being in the chat room. By the way, I keep getting logged off the chat room here, Whisper, so I'm not active in there. It says another user is using my account, and I'm not sure what's going on. But just
That's me. You have to click that button that says co-host.
I did.
Huh.
I'll work on it again, though.
Okay.
But because I had locked on. But this week, like I said, today, of course, I'm on all day. Tomorrow is a really busy day. I'm going to try to break off, but we're going to be visiting two different compost companies and the district, Central Vermont Solid Waste District Management, which is just an amazing the core that does a lot of the recycling oversees that. And I'm not sure how those meetings are going to go. Catherine Truitt and the three of her staff from the Virginia Horse Center are coming up. Catherine is the executive director, and they are so committed to doing something with all those residuals. So I might not be able to break away tomorrow, but if I can, I will. I think on Thursday, I should be able to at least get a half an hour and maybe more. The schedule's a little more fuzzy on Thursday. And then Friday, I'll be here. So tomorrow's really the big day in question. And
no problem. Either. If you're here, you're here. If you're not, you're not. So, but we'll miss you either way. And you can just let us know as it develops whether you'll be here or not. But we'll miss you if you're not, and we'll love it if you are. So not a problem
there. How did it go last week? Did you get a co-host to...
I think there was just one day, and it was Friday, and we didn't broadcast on Friday because I got caught up at the courthouse, at the county courthouse.
Oh, hi.
I was looking. I was looking up some property deeds and right of way information and let's see and things like that. I spent about 3 hours there Friday morning. Came home, brought Jen lunch, had lunch with her, and then went back for another two and a half hours that afternoon. Just looking up some plats and some deeds along this particular road. There's a tree that I need removed, which I deem, and all the information I've found, deemed on the city right-of-way, and the city is claiming that it's on my property. So either way, it's going to disappear, whether I make it disappear or they make it disappear. I'm just trying to get all the information I possibly can in my file that shows that tree on the city right-of-way, because it's dead, it's dropping huge limbs. It's right. Once we put our fence up, it'll drop on our fence. We may put a barn in that area, which, of course, then will damage our barn. And I'm sure they would rather take the tree down for however much that cost than pay for my barn and my fence and my life if I happen to get hit in the head with falling limbs from that tree. So I spent Friday all tied up doing that, but it was well worth it. So, but
did you
but
find
I did,
out? Is it on city land or is it on your land?
Everything that I've come up with that I'm compiling with my folder shows it on city property. And so my surveyor is out of town. He's taking his vacation, but he should be back sometime this week. And I'm going to meet him down at the county courthouse, and we're going to go through some records. I found a record from 1981, 1984, and then my current survey that shows the right-of-way on this particular street being 70 feet. The city claims it's 60, and so I'm just compiling more and more information that shows it a 70-foot right-of-way instead of a 60. So I was down there going through all kinds of files and deeds.
It's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, to go through some of those records, you just wonder about the stories and the people and their they did. It's I love doing that in the courthouse.
Absolutely. And you see what people paid for their houses.
Yeah.
Kind of
how much they owe.
You just kind of look at that thinking, wow, the house across the street sold for $6,000. I'd be doggone. So we're moving on up. So anyway. So yeah. Well, hey, we're going to go. It is exactly 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. It is now time to go to a commercial break. And when Pat and I come back, we're going to welcome our very good friend, the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope. And I'm excited today. Get that pen and paper out. We're going to be talking about chicken wings, the magic of chicken wings, how to prepare the best kind, how to cut them up, what kind of seasonings, what kind of sauce, how to prepare them. And so you don't have to get stuck buying those wings from the pizza joints that are gross. You don't have to worry about buying chicken wings that have been in the grocer's freezer for however many months that are coated in this high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup, MSG coated tomato thick sauce that's been frozen on there. And you don't have to worry about spending all that expensive money getting wings from these wing places that have like the Wing Fling or the Wing Shack and spending money like that for all of those fancy wings. So we're going to teach you how to do it here first, and the best using most likely, I would say, all natural ingredients. So you're not going to want to miss today's show and today's guest, the Heritage Chef Steve Pope. And folks, we'll be back right after this short break. Stay with us.
Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-3600. 7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Frenzy, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Actually, in reality, I am. Actually, in reality, I am. Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It's the first Tuesday of the month, and you all know what that means. It is time for the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope, to come on the show and join us. And today we're going to be talking all about the magic of chicken wings. Welcome, Steve. Thank you for joining us. Hope you had a great 4th.
I had a wonderful 4th. I didn't drink any of the 5th, so I had a great 4th. So it was a really nice time. Went to a local town nearby and watched the fireworks, and it was kind of inspirational. So kind of nice to do that in a very laid back kind of way. So it was a good experience. I just came back recently from New York, and I've been working with opening up a restaurant, and it got me to thinking about things like how the chicken, when it comes to cooking with certain parts of the chicken, and how to stretch the dollar. The restaurant that I have been working with for some time, getting them open and assisting their chefs, it's called Butterfields, and what they are is essentially the closest thing that I could come up with is it's a depression food restaurant, and it's all the food that was prepared during that period of time when the depression was at its peak in the late 30s, and you know, there's not a lot of people left that really remember that era. And I know I remember my parents talking tremendously about it, and of course my grandmother also. So there was a lot of recipes that came out of that period of time, because at that time you really looked at how could you stretch your dollar, how could you make it worthy of a good recipe and still not spend a fortune. And I think there's a lot of people out there that might be experiencing that even now. And I'm not saying that we're in a depression, but we certainly are in an extreme conservative era when it comes to food. So that's one of the things that I looked at in the process of it. I thought, you know, there's a lot of recipes out there that are still out there, and it got me to thinking about how we look at food today as opposed to how we used to look at food. And I'll be going into the thing about wings and all that as part of that, but you know, we have gotten to be such a society where eating is not a event. It's a necessity many times. We just we've got to eat, so we grab some of the nuggets and a quick hot dog from somewhere and open up the microwave and take that pre-cooked food that's frozen and down it, and then it's done. And I think that that's a big issue in society today. You know, I'm an observer, and I enjoy watching Dr. Oz on television, because he has so many of the things that are of my concern as a chef and a nutritionist. So it's the same thing again. We really haven't gotten back into the wonder of good eating, and it's more how does it appeal to us as far as what the social appeal is, and then we eat and get it over with and it's done. So I don't know. So, I look now at looking at how we look at those recipes, and I know, Pat, you're very much into eating very good, healthy food. And
try.
And I'm sure there's a lot of the listeners out there that can appreciate the, you know, I call it, say, the backyard farmer is what I would call it, but that appreciate what I'm talking about, because, you know, when we cook, the reward should be the healthiness, the flavor, and the experience also. Now, that doesn't always work out totally in our fast world today, but, gee, if we would approach it from that, we'd start looking at the flavor of things. And that's where we get into disposability and how much we dispose and we don't use. And we take parts and throw parts away. And one of those are the wings off the chicken. I cannot tell you the amount of times that, you know, people downgrade that little wing and head for the breast or the drumstick or the thigh, and the wing sort of gets left aside, and it's sort of the second cousin of all the different entrees. Makes a little bit different. So when they invented this whole thing about cooking wings, there was a lot of things that they had thought about of how we can be value-added in our product and how can we get something about it. And, you know, Whisper, I was... listen to you describe the store-bought wings and the local stores, and I thought, my God, I'm never going to eat wings from there again. So you painted the picture pretty good as far as that's concerned.
You know, when you're talking like this, I was just thinking about, you know, the grabbing the hot dog or what have you, it's so funny. For some reason, this popped into my mind on, you know, Monday through Friday. Just a good old can of Vienna sausages on saltines works like a pretty good snack. But Steve, on Sundays or Saturdays, if we really wanted to treat ourselves, we'll get the barbecue flavored Vienna sausage on saltines. And,
yeah,
you know, just
you gotta
upgrade.
Step up. Yeah.
Got to
step
up
just
on,
a little
on the weekends, absolutely, or maybe some, you know, to celebrate something. Then yeah, it's the barbecue flavored Vienna sausage and a saltine. So you can't go wrong with that.
Well, that, or if you're really getting fancy, you open up a can of Spam and slice it so that it looks real presentational. And
yes.
And there's always those Spam sandwiches. So, but you know, we've gotten into a lot of that type of thinking. Now, I'm going to go back to the restaurant that I'd worked with because I'm so energized over working with these guys. I presented with them a wing tip soup, and all you use is the very tip of the wing, not the mid or the socket part, but the actual tip of the wing. When you cut them off, because we use the other part of the wing for something else. But if it's a heritage bird, there's some interesting things that happen with that. First of all, the heritage wings are obviously used a lot more than a commercial wing in their growth because those birds are out there doing what they should do. They're flapping their wings. So you're getting a lot of nutriment that goes into those wings, and a lot of people don't realize that. And one of the things that comes out of it is the gelatinous part of it as well as the collagen. And you get a tremendous amount of that from those wings because they're being used a lot. So nutrition-wise, there's a tremendous amount of nutrition in those wings that gets set to the side. And, of course, the chicken backs is another area, but we can discuss that at another time. But with the wing, I take, and anybody can do this, and for those that butcher their own birds, they can save those wing tips and put them in a sack and freeze them. Or if you buy your birds at the store, if that's one of the things that you do, you can also take those wings, not as good, but still good, and just start collecting them every time you buy a whole chicken or you buy parts of a chicken that you're not going to use the wing tip with. Put them in a sack and freeze them, because at a certain point in time, you'll have enough in that package that you'll be able to use. Now, here we go again. It's stretching dollars and people talking about saving money. That's one of the ways that you can actually look at doing that. And we prepared this particular soup. And after we had boiled it down and boiled it slowly, and I advise people to use a crock pot to do this if they do it, because it's much easier for the time management. And put it on the back porch, plug it in, and let it do its thing while you're in the house keeping cool. But the idea behind that is that you let that cook all day, and when you're through, you end up with this broth that is absolutely rich in flavor. If you let it cool down and put it in the refrigerator, it ends up almost like a sliceable collagenous dish because it is so full of those flavors. Well, we made this soup, and we did a presentation at this restaurant for the town. We had some very wonderful guests come in and rate the food. And out of all the different things that we made, and we made farmer's wedges, and we did all kinds of sandwiches and all of this type of thing, that particular soup was probably the most listed memorable piece of the evening's dining. In fact, so much the newspaper wrote an article about the soup itself. So, interesting. You have wingtips, and everybody is just literally slurping down this soup, and all you've used is a small part of this chicken to make it. So, kind of an exciting thing to look at how we work with the birds and what we save and what we don't use and how we end up throwing so much of it away. And again, we've talked in the past about dishonoring the bird and honoring the bird. Well, this is the one of the things that is just a great way of cooking, and it also has so much of that flavor. I'm going to talk in another show about some interesting stuff that come up with the studies that are being done in England, and it's kind of a shocker, and it might be interesting for the listeners to know that they have come up with the nutriments basis on these birds, and another release has just been done by one of the scientists there. They're saying that it takes 5 commercial birds to get the same nutrition as one of the heritage birds, or those.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Now, Steve, where'd you find that study?
Frank Reese is working on this project, and he's working with one of the gentlemen out of England. And I, like I say, I'm speaking ahead of time, because I'm I will be more than happy to get that information to anybody, and as soon as I get the full story on it. But this
yeah,
was in a
keep me on that list. That is really important. That is so amazingly important. So anyway, I just had to. You hit a nerve here with me. I'm so excited about that. So go ahead. Sorry to
well, and again, it ties back into what our conversation is today is looking at even something as simple as wing tips. There's that much nutrition. There's that much flavor. There's that much heartiness within that section of the bird that is neglected. So, and like I say, if you look at what is happening, and there's some very, very interesting information coming out, like I say, and I'll work on getting Mr. Reese to come on, and we can make that one of the discussions and open
Great.
The door for that a little further. But it really is one of those things that we look at. We're saying, from my side as a chef, I am actually feeding a high nutrition when I, product when I'm using a heritage or one of the old breeds that people are raising in their backyards. So that's just one of those super things that go with that. You know, I really enjoyed the whole process of looking at this whole thing with the depression foods, and naturally the nutrition would come into that. So the soup was a big event. Of course, when you're working with it, you can always add the backs, the necks, things of this nature. But the tips themselves were that full of that much flavor. One thing that the commercial people have done is they've created these products that you were talking about, Whisper, as far as the wing tips that you can buy in 500 different varieties with 700 different flavors. And, you know, at a certain point you can say, all right, I can flavor a rock. So they, you know, they can make a deep fat fry a rock and get something out of it. So I don't hold too much for the wings that you do buy commercially, although some of them are not too bad in the sense of flavor, but you're looking at a lot of ingredients that are outside of the actual wing itself, and that's where you're getting a lot of the flavor. And I think that
there's a question in the chat room. They want your wingtip recipe. Wingtip soup recipe.
All right, I will be glad to post it. I will have it on there time-wise, it probably will be the latter part of this week, but I will be glad to put it on there. And like I say, I was very surprised at the outcome of how that worked out. It's a fun thing to do, and people were astonished. It was simply the tip of the bird, but we were trying to also show there was that much of a difference in a commercial as opposed to a regular heritage bird.
Right, and you're going to post it on your website, is that right, theheritagechef.com?
That's correct.
Heritagechef.com, okay.
Yeah, and I'll be glad to put that on there without any trouble. I have a recipe that I like using for wings that is really good. Now, here's the catch that comes with that. The technique for cooking commercial wings and getting them done is very different from working with a heritage bird, because the heritage bird does take longer to break down. It does have much more collagenous process in its skin. So it takes a little bit more to break that down. But there's a couple of things that I've come across that help with that marinade to help make that chicken much more palatable or softer or not as strong as you would want it to be, because you certainly don't want a rubbery kind of skin, and that can happen if you cook the bird incorrectly. So one of the things that I do is I have a marinade, and you can use commercial or you can make it yourself, one of the two, but I'll give this recipe in succession so that you can kind of see what the marinade is all about and why we use that. And in it. So I take about 10 ounces, which is one of the smaller bottles of Worcestershire sauce. Now, for those that are wanting to use maybe not a pre-made product, I have found that I like also balsamic vinegar. Mm-hmm. And here's the reason. Worcestershire has a lot of vinegar in it. And one of the purposes underlying for that is to act as a breakdown, if you will, as a marinade, somewhat like when you – oh, I just went blank. When you salt and brine, there we go. When you brine your birds, it has some of the same kind of effect in the sense that, the vinegar helps break it down. Now, I like Worcestershire just because it has a lot of other flavorings in it, but you can use balsamic vinegar, or if you want, you can use good old apple cider vinegar. And so you use that, and then you take a half a cup of brown sugar. Now, why brown sugar? First of all, because it adds a richness to it. It as far as the flavor, the brown sugar just has a little bit more of, to me, a little more of a nuttiness to it. It's just enough of that extra richness that brown sugar is used with. Also, occasionally I will go ahead and add a little bit of white sugar because it dissolves in faster and it has a little bit better binding than brown sugar does. But you can certainly use half a cup of brown sugar, and that works just great. Then I take a teaspoon of garlic powder. Now, I don't use crushed garlic. You can, I suppose, but it's because it's not broken down already. It doesn't blend in with the stuff as much, and it sort of just sits on top of the marinade if you do that. So I like to use a powdered type of garlic if I can. So, and then I take about a fourth a cup of hot sauce, and that can be your favorite. There's one out there that's called Frank's that I like very much, hot sauce. And I say a fourth a cup because I like to have a little bit of bite to mine. But you got to remember that with the other items, such as the sugars and things of this nature, you're creating a balance with that hot sauce that helps neutralize some of the vinegar as well as some of the heat. Now, if you're not wanting to use hot sauce, you can just dust a little bit of cayenne pepper into it, and that is one of the things that works. Or, are you ready for this? You take salsa, and you can make it yourself.
Salsa.
You take salsa, which is your tomatoes, your cilantro, your little bit of jalapeno peppers. You have some onion. And you mix that up, but you do it as a puree. You don't make it, don't use it as chunks. So if you buy one, it's commercial. You need to really to puree it down, if you will, so that you have a nice puree there. Now, you've just added a whole lot of flavors in with that by using the salsa. So I like that. It gives it a little bit more of an individual taste, and people say, what is that? I don't know what that is. And cilantro is one of the good products to use with that because it has its own unique flavor to it. So you're looking at a whole different kind of recipe there because it has a marinade that is doing a lot of things. You've got the heat, you've got the sweet, you've got the vinegar, or if you will, the Worcestershire sauce that is doing its work with it. And you've got a nice breakdown so that it helps break the skin texture down a little bit. Now, in the meantime, while I set that aside for the marinade, I take the chicken wings, and I quite often leave the tips on, and I will just put them in a triangle. I think the formal word is called akimbo, but the little triangle of the wing. If not, you can break them down into the two segments and then save those tips for that soup later. And what it does is it just, you have a lot of surface that way. And I dust it lightly with flour, and then I brown them in a skillet. Now, that is one of the things. Quite often in the past, people would put them in the oven and brown them in the oven. But what my purpose is to take those wings and seal in that flavor and the moisture, so that it doesn't get out. So I will brown them lightly. Or, if you're outside, of course, the best flavor of all is putting those on the grill for a little bit. But you're not wanting to cook them down. You're simply wanting to brown them very lightly. Take them out, set them aside, and then all you have to do is pour your mixture over it, your marinade mixture. Just make sure that they're covered well, turn them and cover them and put them in a nice pan and cover them up, put them in an oven, and you're looking at 250 degrees for that. And that's pretty low temperature, about 250 degrees, and that's where you're going to cook, again, low and slow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at 2 to 2.5 hours to cook that. Now, if you have a commercial bird, you're going to back that off at least an hour. So it's going to take about an hour, hour and a half if you're using commercial bird, because they will break down much faster. But the idea again is you cook that very slowly. Once you've done it for about two to two and a half hours, you simply uncover it and increase your heat to about 350 until you see some browning action taking place, so that you can, you know, have that. Now, you can, and you take them out, they're ready to serve, they can make a meal of themselves. I often, and this is part of the Asian cooking that I like so well, I will take a bed of rice and put those on a bed of rice, and they're really tasty. Some nice brown rice or balsami rice, and you put that on that bed of rice, and you have the leftover sauce with the salsa and everything, and you've got all these flavors that you're picking up, and you're also eating it with the rice. So it makes for a very economical meal, but it's also tasty. If you don't want to do it that way, naturally, you can just serve them as wings, sit down and watch a football game and have a good time. So it's a little bit different than the general technique of putting the birds in and letting them cook, and then that's it, they're done. A lot of difference in the flavor. So, Whisper, do you think that might be something you might enjoy?
My mouth's watering now. I was just like, I was looking at the clock going, it's 1 o'clock, and I've got to run some commercials. I'm thinking, I wonder how much of that I can prepare during the commercial break before I get back here.
Well, and again, this is something that, you know, people say, well, it's all of this. I might as well just, you know, go to my local whatever, pizza name, empty, whatever you want to call it, and pick up some of those wings and I won't have to mess with it. Well, you can. They're out there. But when you're saying to yourself, you know, the reward from this should be a combination, and one of those is that healthiness that I was talking about. Your enriched flavor, even though you've used all these different spices and everything in mixing, you still, when you bite into the chicken meat, you still feel and taste a different flavor than you will with a commercial, and that's just part of it. And also, it's the experience. People say, you know, these are the best wings. My God, where did you get them? What store did you pick them up from? And it makes it kind of nice when you can say, you know, I don't do it that way. I don't fix them all the time. So when I do, I like to have them to be a special event. And that's exactly how it works when it comes to cooking wings. Now, there's a lot of other things that people do with wings. Growing up as a kid, we fought over the wing because
we
loved that. Now, my grandmother loved the back. She said that's where the flavor is and all that. But as kids, even with just fried chicken, we'd head for that wing. That was had a little bit of white meat on it, had some dark meat on it. And even though we didn't realize it at that time, it was just full of the flavor. So when you look at that, there's some definite magic that takes place with the wing that a lot of people don't really realize, and they underscored or undercount. Have a couple other recipes. You're going to have to tell me when we need to break.
Let's go ahead and break now. Then when we come back, that'll give the folks time again. If they didn't take heed to begin with when I told them to pull out that pen and paper, then they're going to go do it now so they can get those recipes when we come back right after this short break. So, folks, being the first Tuesday of the month, our special guest is Steve Pope, the Heritage Chef. We're talking all about the magic of chicken wings, including wingtip soup. How cool is that? And we're going to learn a couple of more recipes when we come back right after this short break. So stay with us, folks.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25,
you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HobbyHillFarm.com. That's HobbyHillFarm.com.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try Manipro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try Manipro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Like a job for
Super Chicken?
You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. In just about 15 minutes, we're going to break away and have our chicken trivia contest for today. One lucky caller and listener is going to win a pack of 25 flat top egg cartons from our good friends at eggcartons.com. That is today's prize, and I've already got a question lined up for you, and we'll break away and do the chicken trivia today at 1:20 p.m. Eastern. So until then, the next 15 minutes, we're going to learn more, including recipes from our good friend, the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope. Steve, you're back live, and Pat, you are too.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I want to mention another quick recipe for those that want to do a little bit of a short timer thing, which it was.
I've got it. You know what? I've got the recipe, Steve. I know. It's a super quick recipe, and it's one of my favorites. You throw some wings into a bowl. You open up your bottle of Italian dressing you have in your refrigerator, pour it over it, shake it all up, and then throw them in the oven and bake them, and it is tremendous. That you just can't do without that bottle of Italian dressing in the fridge.
Well, I tell you what, believe it or not, it's not bad. I've had it. The only difference is I will do that, and then I add just a couple of slices of good Italian cheeses, whatever you want to use. I use Asiago, and let it melt over the top of those, and you're in heaven. So, there are a lot of those. I have one that I use a lot too. That is enough. It's good. It's tasty, and you're making it home. I use the powdered ranch dressing.
Oh no!
And you can take that.
Please,
and
no.
You take
chopped
up cilantro, add some mayonnaise and some vinegar, and do the same thing you were just talking about, and it's absolutely tasty.
Because it's loaded with MSG. How dare you? I can't believe
it. Yes, I just started saying, if you look what else is in there, you wonder why you get these massive headaches after you get through eating that. And you can't quite figure out why you're eating more than you would normally use. Mm-hmm. And nutrition just went out the door. But boy, you've gotten filled up really, really fast. So there's no question about that at all.
That's funny. That's funny.
But you know, those are things that people have come up with that are fast recipes, that are those recipes that are easy to do, and you catch on to it, and you know, the gals at the church will bring in their latest macaroni whatever surprise, and it's quick and it's fast, and you know, maybe there's nothing necessarily wrong with it, but when you're looking at really doing something that's individual and enjoyable, well, that changes the perspective a little bit. What I'd like to do is talk a little bit about that same recipe or some alterations to that recipe, because the foundation of it is pretty much the same. But I mentioned about using certain cheese a few seconds ago. I quite often will, and this is an interesting thing that you can do, when you fry your chicken, even if it, for whatever it is, but it can be wings, and in this case that's what we're talking about, to the small amount of flour, about a fourth a cup of flour when you get ready to brown the chicken and dust it in it, and of course I use a plastic bag to put it in, put about a half a cup of really fine Parmesan cheese, or one of the Parmesan or Asiago's or one of the Romano cheeses that have been grated really fine. Put that in with it and a little bit of salt and pepper, and then brown your wings. And you're going to keep some of it aside. And then when you brown them, then you put them back in the oven. You add a little bit of your sauce. And again, if in this case you would not want to use the hot sauce in it, and you get a little creative with that. And then you dust over the top of those wings with some more of the flour and grated or finely grated Parmesan cheese.
And or I guess you could use that really, really expensive top quality Velveeta.
Oh, well, yes. Of course, Velveeta has, you know, you could... You put Velveeta and Spam together, and we're in heaven, right? Pat, I think we have some culture work to do with the Whisperer here. I think we need to send him to a quick, steady school on what's good and what's not, you know? So
gotta love it. I had to mention that, Velveeta. I wonder if Steve's ever used Velveeta.
Well, you know, I have used it. I've given it to my cats, and they won't eat it either. So, you know, there's only one place I'll use Velveeta, and it's terrible. I mean, this is one of those confessions, I guess. I will make the sausage Velveeta salsa mix that you make for a chip dip.
Yep,
and that's pretty good, but it's certainly not on my culinary list, and I don't put it out as one of my working recipes. So
well,
that
it's
makes
so
it...
heritage, though. I mean, there's some of us grew up with Velveeta cheese, that it does sort of fit category.
It does, and it goes all the way back to at least 1950. I mean, you know. So
well, before then, I think.
Processed cheese food. I love it when they say that, processed cheese food, on the label or whatever it is. So, all righty.
You know, as a side note to that, there is, and I've heard this, I can't confirm it, but you know how rumors are, that they are allowed to put a percentage of plastic or emulsification of plastic in with that mixture. So, you never know. You never know. I'd like to talk a little bit about this farmer's wedge, because I was very excited about that. And you certainly can boil wings if you want or anything and take some of the meat off of this. And this is probably one of the most delicious things that you can fix, especially for a summer meal. And there's two ways that you can do it. If you want, you can use a bread dough, make a bread dough if you want, and roll it out like a pizza, a large pizza. Mm-hmm. Or you can use your favorite bread, and you can put it on toast or bread itself, or grill it. But take this combination and look at what you're creating in this flavor, and it's relatively fast. and yet it's very, very nutritious, and kids love it. This is one of those things that kids like. They don't understand it. I mean, I haven't had anybody that doesn't enjoy it or like it, but what you do is you take your chicken that you've already cooked, and if you have not cooked it, if you aren't going to use chicken, you can use ground chicken, which is also another way of doing it. So you fry this chicken, or you take the chicken that you've cooked from the wings or different areas and chop it up, get some of that meat off of there so that you have some meat. It doesn't take a lot. You're not using a lot of this meat. It's not a heavy meat sandwich. Remember, we're dealing with some summer here. And then you take onion slices, very, very thin onion slices. I'm just going to give the ingredients, and then I'll put it together for you. But you also take chopped bell pepper. You'll need some poultry seasoning, just your regular commercial poultry season. A little bit of thin sliced tomatoes, very thin, very, very thin. And some cilantro or parsley. I just prefer cilantro. And then you'll need some cream cheese or maybe some thin sliced Swiss or mild cheddar, not strong because you don't want to overpower it. So if you have your dough spread out, throw this ingredients on there, starting with that the chicken burger that you fried, and put that on, the chopped pre-cooked chicken. Now you can put this on a slices of bread or, like I say, in a dough itself like a pizza. And then you also add the thin onion slices. You take the chopped bell pepper and sprinkle it on it. Put that poultry seasoning, thin slices, a little salt and pepper is to your own taste, some chopped cilantro, then add the cheese over the top. And you would bake that in the oven if you're going to heat up the kitchen. You can bake that in the oven at 350 for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Or you take your toasted bread or grill under the grill in the oven, and you put all of those items on there. I forgot to mention that you're also going to put, if you choose, that cream cheese. You can put a layer underneath the bread also, so you have cheese on the bottom, cheese on the top. You brown that or let it grill in the oven, and then or bake it, like I say. And again, it's one of those recipes where you're making the most. And the reason why I mention that is that my garden right now is full of onion slices, bell peppers. I've got my poultry seasoning. The tomatoes are on and the cilantro is ready. So when I have all those as a combination, I'm cooking completely right out of the garden.
Nice.
And that's a great feeling to know that, again, the experience of all the things that you work with are there for you. So I wanted to throw that in as one of the possible recipes that you might want to use. I thank you, Whisper, and I thank Pat for letting me be on the show again today.
Always a joy, Steve.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. How awesome is that? And we look forward to seeing you again next month, first Tuesday of every month. We welcome the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope. And you can visit his website at www.heritagechef.com. I'm going to confirm that. I don't think it has the in front of that, does it, Pat? I think it's just Heritage.
No, it's just heritagechef.com.
Yep.
I'll post
Perfect.
It in the chat room there.
Thank you so much.
Heritagechef.com. Yep. Good website. Yep.
Awesome. Very good. All righty. Well, we'll just go ahead and we'll go to a commercial break. When we come back, well, actually, I'm going to go ahead and ask the question, and we can have people call. So we'll go ahead and start with the let's see. Hang on just a second. Let me get here in the chat room. Cool. And we'll go ahead and do that. So, Pat, you pick the caller since I have the question.
Good. I was hoping you had the question. Let's do caller 12, an even dozen. Let's do a dozen.
Okay.
12.
Caller lucky number 12 is going to win a 25-pack of egg cartons from our good friends at eggcartons.com. These are the flat-top egg cartons. They're really cool. I posted the link in the chat room a little earlier. 25, a box of 25 of the recycled paper egg cartons from our good friends, eggcartons.com. Caller number 12, if you know
What year Velveeta...
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's not the question.
That is a good question,
but that's not today's question. Okay, here's the official question for today for our chicken trivia contest. And you can call in 347-637-3237. Write it down, folks. It never changes. 347-637-3237. Call number 12 if you know the answer to the following question. Let's see. A couple of months ago, so you're going to have to think back. I think it was in May, towards the end of May, we wrapped up our second Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest, okay? It was great. We're the only ones on the planet that do this. Chicken Coops for Classrooms. We've already done two of these contests. We anticipate on having three a year, a fall, a winter, and a spring contest. Well, the second one we had ended towards the end of May. Tell me... what state was the winner? There's a school. What state was the winning school? Yep, absolutely. Yes. How about that? So our second Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest ended, and we awarded the big winner. We called him live on the radio show. Tell us what state was the winning school in? That's the question. Caller number 12, 347-637-3237. Call number 12 for some awesome egg cartons. It's about a $20 value plus shipping to your front door from our good friends at eggcartons.com. While we let the switchboard light up, we're going to go to a commercial break. And again, today's contest is brought to you by eggcartons.com.
Eggcartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651. Or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
We Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
And you can find a lot of Ware products at... Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Oh, yeah!
La, 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 la.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I had to pull out my Kleenex because I started tearing up here for a minute because I just got some information that was very disappointing, and Pat will not be joining us tomorrow.
Oh.
I had to get my tissue out. I was tearing up a little bit. I was just the rest of my day is just going to be shot to you know well because I'll be thinking about her not being here tomorrow and she's not going to be telling her chicken jokes and I don't know what I'm going to do. But on a serious note, we will miss you tomorrow, Pat. It's always great. It's always great to have you here because it's such a great balance to my. To me, in general.
Well, we do make an interesting team, don't we?
Yes, we do. You just never know. And
you
so funny. And, how fun is that? So, anywho.
Did you see on the Velveeta? Did you see the post about Velveeta?
It was first
created in 1918. That's the year my mother was born, and she's 93. And then it was sold to Kraft Foods in 1927. So it has been around a long, long time.
Amazing.
Velveeta. Yeah,
Velveeta.
That is amazing.
Velveeta. Gotta love it. Processed cheese food. Alrighty, it says here we've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds left, so we better get to the phone lines. And today's question is, back in May, we wrapped up our second Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest. And we did have a winning school, and we want to know what state that winning school was in. We want to know what state that winning school was in. You might even be able to tell us what city as well within that state. So we said caller number 12, so let me scroll down here on the magical switchboard here. And the way it works, folks, if not many people know, just so you know how it works and how fair we try to be here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer when it comes to our contests and making sure we get the right callers on, making sure the people win who are going to win. If not a lot of people know the answer to the question and we didn't quite reach caller 12, then let's say we have caller 10, then caller 10 is the closest to 12, so we go to caller 10. So we're going to go to the caller we have closest to 12 here, just being honest with you and being as fair as we possibly can. Caller calling in from area code 214. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hey, howdy, folks. This is Dave from Dallas, Texas.
Dave from Dallas. How about that? Thank you very much for listening today out there in the Big D. And so what state was our winning school?
I think that was Michigan, Grosse Pointe area.
Yeah, it was exactly in a suburb of
Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. So that is correct. Michigan was the answer we were looking for. So congratulations. 2 minutes, 37 seconds left. So congratulations, Dave. You know the drill. Just send me over an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net with your name, shipping address, and phone number. And we will get that out to you from our good friends at eggcartons.com. So very cool. Congratulations. And I was surprised not more people knew that. It was a couple of months ago. And it was one of those things. I thought more people would know that or remember that. But we had a few that lit up, but not quite 12. So Dave was the closest caller to number 12. So congratulations to him. We will return tomorrow. Pat won't be here tomorrow, unfortunately. Wait, let me get my tissues out again. Pat won't be here with us tomorrow, but I will be here. And, of course, it'll be another episode of Garden Wise Living with Arlena. And I sent her over an email to see if we could talk about this topic that so many are talking and asking me. What are you going to plant in your fall garden? You're out there, you're haring it down, and what to plant? What are some things to plant in a fall garden? So maybe we'll have that topic for tomorrow. Again, Thursday, Dr. Bridget McCray, poultry scientist, will be here, and then another fun Friday. And Pat, we know that you'll be off, but you'll be joining us here when you can, 30 minutes here, 15 minutes
Absolutely.
There, 30 seconds is better than 3 seconds. So whenever you can join us, we love it. And about a minute and 15 seconds. Pat, take it away.
Okay. Well, thanks to Steve Pope today. He's the Heritage Chef. He was our special guest talking about how to use chicken wings and the history of chicken wings, even back to the Depression, how more nutritious they are than some of the commercial meat and wings with the gelatinous material. Anyway, save your chicken wings. Even if you don't want them, your dogs or cats will. That's what I feed mine to. Andy Schneider, where would we be without you? Thanks for bringing us all together. And just, gosh, what an amazing show that's broadcast all over the world. Thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, the chat, and the video services. Okay, all you poultry pioneers, you know we love you so much. Blessings to all. Blessings to all of you, and may the flock be with you. God bless everybody.